Yes, it is all over here in Pátaváiga, of course, and it is May All who have secured their place in the next stage of the All-Ireland series after overcoming a battling Donegal side here in an entertaining encounter at Pátaváiga in Glenfinn. The score here as it ends is Donegal, 2 goals and 6 points. Mayo, 1 goal and 15 points. So lots of action here in the second half. If you remember, Donegal trailed by 3 points at half-time. The buzzer of Mayo made the stronger start. It was Wisconsin leading the charge and helping Mayo into an early lead as Donegal struggled to cut by threes and secure possession to take out. Mayo took an 8 point. The 1-1 advantage is the saving end at the break, although Abby McGranahan's first half goal ensured the hosts remained firmly in contention. The second half, of course, remained a very tight affair, with Mayo gradually extending their lead through scores from Staunton, Cafferty, and Nisha Cafferty, and of course, Sinead Cafferty, both working very well together. Entering the final 10 minutes with real action happened, Donegal found themselves facing a significant deficit, but, of course, as far as Donegal performance here in the last 10 minutes, they produced a fight back to Suzanne White was central to the comeback, adding crucial scores before substitute Leah Bennett punished a poor Mayo kick out to leave just 3 points between the sides with 5 minutes remaining. Alicia Cafferty free restored some breathing space for Belters, but Donegal refused to surrender. Deep into stoppage time, Suzanne White rattled the net to cut the gap to a single point and set up a grand slam finish. However, Mayo was up to the field and responded immediately when it mattered most. The visitors surged forward and struck for the decisive goal before adding further scores to extinguish Donegal's hope. In fact, that danger woman, Lisa Cafferty, is getting 1 goal and 1 point in the last 30 seconds. There's a surprising display from Donegal ladies, of course, particularly in the closing stages. But some questions will be asked as maybe why some of the top players like Ciara McGarvey and Jodie McFadden weren't in the play out there today to prevent Donegal from going on to relegation zone. And of course, no doubt, James Daly will be having a look and Karen Guthrie a look at their side's performance out there today. That's Donegal and the relegations for the third year in a row. A spirited Donegal display, but of course the difference in the end led by for probably the team that could get the most scores. So it ends here in Pátaváiga and Glenfinn. Donegal 2 goals and 6 points. Mayo 1 goal and 15 points. We'll be back to you later on with some reaction.